Today is Tuesday, March 28th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Weed Appreciation Day, and weed as in weeds that grow in your flower bed that you want to get out of there, not weed as in the other weed. It is also National Black Forest Cake Day. I had to sneeze. It is also Daniel Brewer's birthday. Happy birthday, Daniel Brewer, my bestest friend in the whole wide world and my co-host on Mix Minus. I hope you are having a wonderful day. I have not even texted you yet. I will do that. Oh my God, it has been so stressful at work. Work is so stressful. Really, it is. All right, so we finished talking about the weekend pretty much. We planned. So I want to go back a little bit because it's my 45th birthday in August. Ugh, I'm so old. But it is my 45th birthday in August, and Mark said, oh, we should make it a milestone birthday trip. Because he's all about milestones and milestone birthdays and milestone anniversaries and all that kind of stuff. And so he said, oh, you know, we should do that. And he said, so where do you want to go? And really where I wanted to go was either Australia or New Zealand, but I don't want to go in the winter. I don't want to go in December. Because A, I want to go on vacation now. And B, when I say now, I want to go on a summer vacation. I don't want to go on a winter vacation. We could do both, but I don't want to, you know, we need to go. Our anniversary is in July and my birthday's in August. And so I want to travel then. So that's a problem because I don't want to go to, I would rather go to Australia or New Zealand when it's a little bit warmer out so that we can experience all of the stuff when it's warm instead of experiencing it in their winter, because that would be August is still in their winter. And so I thought about it and I thought about it, and there aren't, you know, I want to go everywhere at some point. There are so many places I want to go. So we looked at the Maldives. We looked at Fiji. Very expensive. But the Maldives, oh my God. All of these islands are so expensive because you pretty much have to stay at these all-inclusive resorts. And a lot of times there's nothing else there. Like the Maldives, for instance, you do not want to, if you're as a gay person, especially, you don't want to go to their, and I don't remember the name of it, but their one city. You don't want to stay in their one city because it is not safe for gay people. So because they live by Sharia law or something like that. And so it's a crime. It's a crime to be gay, basically. So first of all, I don't know if we should even be going places like that because we probably shouldn't be supporting places like that. But they say that the resorts do not follow Sharia law. And the thing about these islands is the resort is the island. What I mean is, like the Maldives is, I don't know, hundreds or thousands of islands. I'm not sure how many islands, but it's a lot of islands, right? When you go there, you're going to have to land at the airport, which is probably in the city. And, you know, that's where they have Sharia law. But once you take the plane or the boat or whatever to your resort, you are completely on land owned by the resort. And they, you know, they follow different. They have their own rules, basically. They don't discriminate. But and there are some really expensive resorts and, you know, they're not going to discriminate against you, but it's just, it feels weird. So I've been doing that. I found a website where there's this LGBT friendly map of the world where it has different colors. And so one of the ways that we sort of decide, at least I decide where I want to go, is I prefer to go to places that are very gay friendly and have gay marriage and have all that kind of stuff. It doesn't mean that that's the only places we're going to go, but that's my preference because that's where I'm going to feel the most safe. And so the Maldives did not score well. They were orange or red, which is bad. And Fiji was also, it wasn't that bad. It was kind of in the middle. I don't think it's illegal in Fiji, but it still wasn't great, I believe. So we looked at that. Well, the other one that I don't know why I had been thinking about this, but I thought, you know what? The natural beauty of Iceland is fantastic. You know, why don't, you know, Iceland just seems like such a fantastic place to go and experience the mountains, the volcanoes, the glaciers, the, you know, all of that stuff. And so I thought, you know, that might be fun. So we looked it up and you can do in, you know, 8 to 10 days, which is kind of what we want to do for August. You can see a lot. But what we found out is flying to Iceland is, flying anywhere overseas is expensive, especially right now. But flying to Iceland was going to be around $1,300 per person for a ticket. But if we fly to London or Dublin, those are just two big cities near Iceland. I don't know how big Dublin is, but I mean, anyway, you would assume it's kind of large. So if we fly to one of those two places, it is $500 cheaper per person. It's around $800 is the average. And you can fly from those places to Iceland for $200. So it actually will save money because they have these cheap airlines over there in Europe, EasyJet and some other ones. Also, Reykjavik, their pride is August 8th through the 17th or something like that. And my birthday's on the 17th. So we're either going to fly to Dublin and then see Dublin for a day or two and then go to Iceland and then kind of come back. Or we're going to go to London and see London for a couple of days and then go to Iceland and then come back. So we're going to do that. And we can either do day trips. We haven't decided this. We can either do day trips with kind of completely where we're paying for a tour, or we can rent a car and drive ourselves around. I don't know which we're going to do. They do drive on the right side of the road in Iceland, so that would be easy. But we also do, in Italy, we really enjoyed our guided tours. So, and where you just get on a van, get in a van or something, you have a tour guide, they just take you, you know, all over the place. So we may do that. I don't know. We're still trying to decide on that. And then for July, because we do want to do something for our anniversary, we're going to, like I said, we're going to go to the Northeast because we've never done that other than New York. We're going to go somewhere in Maine. We're going to go somewhere in New Hampshire, somewhere in Massachusetts, probably Boston and Salem. I really want to see Salem because of the witch trials. And I think we're going to kind of just drive. We are going to rent a car and we're just going to drive up the coast. Probably see Cape Cod. And we're just going to spend like 4 or 5 days. So it's going to be a shorter trip. So we've still got to pick all the locations, all the tours, book the flights, all of that. We've still got to do all of that. But at least we did the hard work of narrowing it down to, you know, where we're going to go. Because that's always, you know, that's always a thing that we have to do. And that was pretty much the rest of our weekend. We just were watching YouTube videos about Iceland and the Northeast and all this kind of stuff, just trying to decide what we were going to do. So yesterday I worked. Like I said, work has been very stressful this week because there is so much going on. But it is what it is. They pay me enough to go to Iceland this summer, so I guess I shouldn't complain too much. But you know, that's pretty much all that's going on there. And then after work, we went grocery shopping. And it doesn't matter nowadays. You know, it doesn't matter whether you buy. It was a much smaller load of groceries than we normally get because I guess I had a lot of ingredients left over from last week. But we got some toiletries like deodorant and shampoo and some other things. So we still paid an arm and a leg for groceries last night. And then we stopped and got Chinese food. We got Panda Express. But I did get the small bowl because I'm trying to limit my portion sizes. So, again, another one of those small little steps I'm trying to take health-wise. And that was pretty much our day. I didn't really do anything. We didn't really plan any more travel stuff last night. I was so tired from picking the locations on Sunday. But this week or this weekend, our goal will be to actually book something. We need to book flights for sure. because those will go up in price. And we probably, for Iceland, will need to book lodging, because if Pride is happening that week, you know, it may be kind of busy. So I think we're going to need to look at lodging as well. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.